listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. Last session at the Nasty Table.
You do a lot of back and forth with royalty?
We're hanging out here for a few days. Hell, I'll check out their chasm.
Their vibe between the two of them.
It's like weird.
A little history.
It's weird. This level of decorum that is being undercut by the tone, for sure.
Would you be willing to take on any work? We'll pay you.
Just speak with our constable. His name is Briggs. He's in the garrison.
I want to walk up to Tuga, and I want to mount him.
Kree, what are you doing? We're looking for the danger.
Should we just go through the fishery?
She told me to talk to the guy, Briggs, but hey, we're helping, we're helping.
All right, Ned and big guy, come on.
Boots hit the ground.
To the right, I say, and just start walking.
Let's keep going.
You hear footfalls. Enemies approaching quickly. I believe each of you starting out had a pack, either it's a Dungeoneer's pack or a Explorer's pack or an Adventurer's pack or some sort of pack. Is that everybody has one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you have time, if you get a chance, if you can find a PHB, try to itemize it just to know what you have in it if you haven't already. So I know that there's like last session it came up, rope and torches. You guys have it in there, but it would be nice to know what else you have at your availability, because I think some of them have like tinder boxes. Some of them have like some, I think they start with rations. So, just if you get a second, just take some time, itemize it.
That's all I had for pre-session stuff, I guess.
Give me a fucking recap of that last session.
He's giving her...
They used to fuck.
Or he's like weird, he's got like a weird like obsession with her.
What do you think he's into?
Cock and ball torture. No doubt.
Really? Yeah.
He's a bird. He's got a cloaca, motherfucker. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Actually, canonically, I have it written down that Asan is into jerk-off instructions where he has to eat his own cum. That's what he likes. That's what it says. Oh, I don't know who wrote this. I don't know who wrote that. Somebody wrote it. I don't know. Yeah, J-O-I humiliation with cum eating after a countdown. He likes the long countdowns. I'm just reading what it says.
It says right here. Puts on his reading glasses.
Yeah, he likes to hear that he has a small cloaca. So, in pitch darkness within an abandoned mining shaft beneath the Avon Castillo's bakehouse, our four adventurers, along with Castle Guardsmen's Ned and James, find themselves descended upon by animalistic, rogue, warforged. Six of them, fast and erratic in their movements, close the distance, coming from somewhere further up the tunnel. The closest hunches down on all fours and leaps to attack. Everybody roll for initiative.
This is a good one.
Damn.
I like this one.
I need to roll for Ned and James.
Do you want one?
No, I'm okay.
Anyone get over 20? Anyone get 15 to 20?
19.
16.
19 for Leviticus. 16 for Rook.
Yep.
Okay. 10 to 15? Woof. 5 to 10?
7.
Okay.
Oh, you're in the front.
Oh, no! Me and you are both in the front.
What did you get, Curry?
4. It's all right.
Yeah, we good.
She got a tank 6 hits.
What is your dexterity modifier?
Let's go!
+2.
Okay.
Let's go! Let's go!
That means that you're acting before Ned and James, who both rolled
a... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Fuck, Ned.
I knew he was a pussy.
I mean, James, I get it, but Ned, dude...
Ned?
Damn it, Ned. Thought you were different.
So, top of the round, and to start off our combat, we will look towards Leviticus Cain. Oh, for the listening audience, let's explain this battle map. So how we have it set up is a marching order of Kree, close to, I would say, diagonally with Honto. Directly behind them, only 5 feet, is going to be Rook and Levi standing side by side, and then another 5 feet behind them is going to be our two additional guardsmen, Ned and James. Only a short distance of 10 feet away from the closest person, who would be Kree, 6 Warforged. This is a fight in a tight space. The walls here are only 10 feet apart, and just to reiterate, if it does come into play, the ceilings are 8 feet high here. Now, again, like I mentioned, you guys are just after a turn. I said 50 feet before. It's probably less than that. I think the closest would be Kree, who looks like he's about maybe 30, 40 feet in. And that turn leads to an 800-foot straightaway back down from where you originally descended from the bakehouse. So, back into combat. Levi.
Might be a dumb question for me to ask, but how do visuals work in a fight like this? Like, what I can see?
So, as far as I know, we have a couple of light sources. Just to get it out of the way now, Honto and Kree both have dark vision. They're not going to be impeded by this. I believe that dark vision extends 30 feet in darkness.
60 feet.
Okay, so they're good. For you, I know that you are shedding bright light in a 5-foot radius and dim light. In a 10-foot radius. Additionally, I believe the guys in the rear are carrying torches. So let me look up what the distance on a torch is. I believe it's fairly far.
Okay.
We're going to be looking at a 20-foot radius. My brother, you cannot see anything but glowing eyes, so any ranged attacks are going to be at disadvantage.
Even if I'm just aiming for glowing eyes?
Disadvantage. Moving target in the dark, basically have this small little representation. You could happily spend a turn if you have some way to brighten it up a little bit more. But this is a fight in the dark.
Full action or bonus action to fucking toss this thing? 10 feet in front of me. 15 feet in front of Kree.
I'll let you do it as a bonus action if you pass a DC 10 sleight of hand check.
Okay.
If you fail, then you will have to spend an action. No, I'm not going to force you to spend an action, but it will be an action if you want to.
Okay. Sleight of hand. I don't have anything that's... Well, that's dex. 15,
this kind of side arm curl to toss this stone that ricochets down. Where exactly are you trying to aim this stone?
Probably, 5, 10, 15, 20, like 20 feet in front of me to light up these two front guys.
Gotcha, and it kind of embeds itself in the sand, gets kind of stepped on a little bit, but yeah, they are now properly illuminated.
Nice.
Smart thinking.
Then I want to go with a firebolt at the guy that is in front of Kree.
Okay.
Directly in front of, well, 10... 15 feet in front of Kree here.
Yep. I think you're going to have disadvantage because... Nah, you know what? Kree is short.
He's so tiny.
Kree is short.
He's so tiny.
So Kree is directly in front of you, but you can send a firebolt right over his head. Easy enough. Go ahead and roll.
11.
11 is going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. Oh, I'm stupid. Is a 0 a 10?
0 is a 10, yeah.
Oh, then 10.
Okay, 10 Holy points shit. Of Sorry. Damage.
It's 0 damage.
It's been like 2.5 months since we did combat. I was like, have I ever done 0 damage on a spell?
Well, it's also not like we spent a year and a half using only right. this dice.
And how many arguments did we have over what counted?
Yeah. So, Levi, you kind of lean back, throw this stone that sheds this light around, and then quickly with your other hand you send out this bolt of fire that connects, and both of these things illuminate, and as the fire hits this metal body from this rogue warforged, it kind of splinters out and illuminates more of the mineshaft walls here. That warforged buckles to his knees and stops moving.
End it's of your only turn. Round one, boys. Don't get fucking overconfident.
We're in a tight space. Is there any way that I can move kind of off to the side a little bit so that the two behind me, if they need to get in melee range, can get in front of me? Is there any way to do that? Take part of my movement to kind of, or is that not a mechanic? To squish up against the wall so they can get through?
I would say that to do that, I'd like to kind of treat it almost like going prone.
Fair enough.
If that works for you. So you're not going to actually, like, in this setting, be flat on your stomach, but you will have the prone condition if you're just hugging the side of the wall. So it's going to cost half your movement and then half your movement to kind of get back in position when you want to on your next turn if you'd like to.
And are attacks double damage on me while I'm in this?
Not double damage, but they have advantage if it's a melee attack.
It's a melee attack?
Which makes sense because you're kind of squeezing and you don't have a lot of room to move, so melee attacks against you would have advantage. However, on the flip side, typically when you're prone, ranged attacks have disadvantage against you, but that wouldn't be the case with this.
Yeah. And they just both have swords in their hands, right?
Ned and James, yes.
Yeah.
If you just take a second to take a look, it looks like they're trying to, like, unbuckle their holster to get their swords out.
Yeah, let me do that then. Let me take that prone condition.
Go ahead. Just, consider yourself prone when we start your next turn. End of your turn, though?
Yes.
Anything you say?
No.
Rook, you are up.
Okay. I'm gonna cast Entangle on the front 20 feet.
Okay, front 20 feet. So it's a 20 by 20 cube. Right, yeah. Or 20 by 20 square?
20 foot square.
Okay.
For the duration, these plants turn the ground into difficult terrain.
Okay, let me get a marker for you.
Dude, you can get like...
A creature in the area must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the entangling plants until the spell ends. A creature restrained by the plant can use its action to make a strength check against your spell save DC. On a success, it frees itself. And then the plants go away.
Go ahead and use the marker.
Yeah, you can get most of them.
It's just these four. It's just the front.
It's 20 by 20, though, right?
Is it?
Yeah,
20 by 20. Is that what you said?
20
four so you by can, 4. 20 feet.
Yeah, but you can go 4 1, by 4. 2, 3, 4.
20 foot square.
Cube. So does
20
have
foot
to be?
Cube?
It literally says 20 foot square.
20 foot square, so yeah, 20 by 20.
So you, I think. You can go there, wait. There,
what does
there,
it say?
There.
Does it say 20 feet
20 foot
with a square?
Starting from a point within range. The range is 90 feet.
20 foot square.
20 foot square.
Says. Yeah. So it would obviously, yeah, we're not 20 feet wide.
I'm treating it as 4 by 4.
So you can start here and go to the front.
So it could be like, are these guys in the back like this?
No, that one guy was further up. They're kind of like boom, boom,
so
boom.
So this
boom,
guy
boom.
Would be the only one that's
yeah.
not in it.
Yeah.
So it would be like
all the way to that very like front that. Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to do a strength saving throw for everybody who's in here now or on the start of their turns.
Must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained.
At the start of its turn or when the spell is cast?
Doesn't say that.
Okay, so that means when the
it
spell
says
is
until
cast.
The spell ends.
Okay.
That's all it says.
So I'm going to have to do a strength saving throw for all of these guys. Restrained is a condition, which basically makes it so the creature's movement speed is zero, and attacks against them have advantage, and attack rolls have disadvantage. So what is your spell save DC?
14.
Okay. So I'm going to start at the closest one and work my way back. First one gets a 15. Second one is a natural one. Third is another natural one. Okay, that dice is going over here. Into the dunce chair. And fourth and final. Natural 20. So the two in the center there, you guys notice, and you guys see this very quickly as Rook casts out this greenish-hued magic, vines bust out of the sandstone and begin to grapple with these warforged. The two in the center, of which there's only five standing, of those affected by these vines, this one and this one, you notice that the vines wrap around through their thighs and kind of buckle them in place. The other two just kind of almost like brush past them.
So these two are fine?
They are still going through difficult terrain, but they are not restrained.
Okay.
The one in the front and the back?
Anything else for your turn?
No, it's the end of my turn.
Okay, the Warforged are going to act. The closest steps up. And he basically pushes his way through quickly out of the difficult terrain from Rook's entangle, steps up to have Kree on his left and Honto dead ahead of him. He's going to make an attack at, we're going to decide randomly, Kree. Kree, he takes a swipe at you and you see these red glowing eyes. Oof. Just looking nothingness. What?
I use my reaction.
What's your reaction?
He attacks a creature within 5 feet.
Look at you. So, Kree, for what it's worth, that's going to be a 13 to hit.
My armor class is 13, so I think that hits.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. Equal to or greater than. So you are going to suffer 2 points of damage, a slight graze.
2 points of damage.
That's nothing.
So reaction from, what is this, Warden? Is that what it is?
Sentinel.
Sentinel, that's right, Sentinel.
Well, I'll just read it because the first time I'm doing it. When a creature within 5 feet of me attacks against a target other than me, and that target doesn't have Sentinel, I can use my reaction to make a melee attack against the attacking creature.
Go ahead. So you may make a melee attack.
Dex plus 5. 18.
18 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
7.
7. That creature dies.
Little bitch.
Run up on my boy again.
Fucking
do it.
So the next Warforged to act is currently restrained. He's going to spend his action to try to break the restraint. Why do I keep wanting to roll this die? That die is bad, bad. That's going to be a 16. Spell save DC.
Yeah, my spell save's 14.
Okay, so he uses his action to get free. He's going to use his movement now.
Just gonna trample his boy like that?
Oh yeah, and you notice, even quickly watching these things move, they seem to be reckless and ignoring anything that isn't something in front of it that it can hit. He cannot attack, because he's already used his action. The second one who is entangled is going to try to spend an action to get rid of it. That's gonna be a 5, which is not enough, so he is still restrained. The fourth, who is not restrained, but still in the entanglement, is going to move up.
Is that not considered difficult terrain?
It's difficult terrain in difficult terrain.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to occupy this space. Can't get any further than that. Now, the last one who has not at this point done anything and is not in the entanglement is going to try to walk through it. One more up. So they are currently, the situation at hand is that 3 Warforged are in the entanglement. One is beyond face to face with Kree. The that's the end of all of their turns. But you see, cresting from out of the darkness, two more approach.
Shit, bitches.
End of their turns, we go to Hanto.
It's really a spoiler.
Can you move me up 5 feet on top of the dead guy? Like, in his square. And then I'm gonna swing.
You're in his square.
And then I'm gonna swing. Yeah, I'm like semi on top. I got one leg and one arm on top of him.
He's in his
square. And
I'm gonna
vault and swing at this guy.
Stepping 5 feet up to take a diagonal attack against the creature right in front of Kree. Go ahead and roll to attack.
12.
That hits. One first claw strike comes down and slices across, and you notice a shock and spark of electricity come out, and that creature dies.
Wow. Let's just run it.
Yeah, keep so coming. I'm going to use my unarmed strike bonus action. I'm going to continue my movement, and can you take me up? I'll go diagonal. Yeah, and then up one more. So I can, with him, that's all within the little bit,
So after dropping the one creature, you step up another 15 or so feet to get face to face with the closest creature that's actually in the entanglement.
And I swing at him.
Go ahead.
7. Oh, is he? He's entangled.
He is entangled, but he's not restrained. The restrained one is in the back there.
What is it? Is it 7. Advantage? If
restrain is advantage, yes. 7 does not hit.
All right. That's it.
Okay. End of your turn, we go to Kree.
So those two that have not entered the entangled area, they like just went, right? By just entering the area?
You see them,
is that correct?
You see them on the edge of your dark vision come into view.
Okay. I want to cast, I can't really see. Am I, like, right up against the entanglement? Is that where I'm at?
You're actually 10 feet behind it. 15, actually, it looks like.
You're right.
10. Okay.
You're behind me. You can probably see it if you move mine.
Ah.
You're a little penguin.
Okay, the little man.
All right, I will cast Hex on the nearest Warforged,
which is currently in melee range of Hanto.
Okay, I want to cast Hex on that Warforged.
Okay.
And the ability that I wanted to have disadvantage on is Strength.
Okay.
And I want to approach it, and I want to use Booming Blade on it.
Booming,
slash it.
Booming Blade is a cantrip, and Hex is a bonus action?
Bonus action spell,
Okay.
Booming Blade is a cantrip action.
That works. Because right. You can only cast two spells in a turn if one spell is a bonus action and the other one is a cantrip. I believe.
That's right. I actually just looked it up.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure either.
You wanted to be in melee range of this guy, right?
Yeah, he has to be for Booming Blade.
So do I have advantage with Hanto? And
no,
like
you guys
radius?
Are not flanking, no.
Okay. I will...
Yeah, but let him try to attack you. Let him try to attack you while I'm in range, bro.
They figure.
Pull up! Pull up!
They all talk.
13.
This guy is Sentinel.
13.
13 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Five.
Closing the distance, casting your hex, pulling out your blade, and sending this booming ripple out after you make contact. The creature dies.
All right, end my turn.
End of your turn, we go to Ned and James.
Ned, help.
So with... with Levi kind of bracing against the wall, they're going to take that as their cue to move past him. Lining up behind Kree. That's the end of their turn. They're not able to get any closer than that. At this point, the battle map looks like there are four visible enemies and our party right at the edge of Rook's entanglement. We're going back to the top of the round. Levi, you are up. Remember to remove that prone condition that you're suffering from right now. You'll have to spend half of your movement.
Okay, so 15. This was where I originally had my light.
Yeah.
I try to punt this thing like 20 feet down the cavern. It's on the ground right there.
I will allow you to make an athletics check.
All right.
Set the DC at...
oh, yeah.
Set the DC at 13
oh
for you.
My God. Never seen one so fat in my life. Jesus Christ.
They make Seven.
Seven. You do kick the rock, and it does ricochet out, but not far enough to illuminate anything beyond... the two most recent creatures to enter view.
Where does it go? Because I, at this point, I can't see
I
these guys.
I will mark it as being... I'm trying to find something cool to use as a marker.
Oh my God.
Oh, actually, like do the torch, sorry, does he have a torch? Does, is there a torch that illuminates
no,
these two guys that are entangled
yeah,
in this
Ned
line?
And
Every
Jane.
Time I get one, I forget what the flavor is immediately. I don't know.
Ned and James are both holding torches, which illuminate out to 20 feet. So, yeah, you can actually see them already, but I do want to just make a note of
okay.
where your light is. Your light is right there. How about that?
Cool. So I can see these guys there. I want to move 5 feet up. Do I have any disadvantage at this guy that's diagonal of me, but the main... blocker would be Kree.
Yeah, no, you don't.
All right.
So being able to kind of maneuver in order to get a view of this right over Kree's head.
Another firebolt.
Go ahead
and
roll.
And the guy on the left side of this cavern.
Copy.
12.
12 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
2.
Firebolt goes out. And again, like I described with the first firebolt that you sent, kind of laps these flames up against this metal body. He's still standing, though.
That was the first one.
End of your turn?
Yeah, that's everything.
Okay, we go to Wook. Where will we Wook?
These two dudes are still up.
Are they damaged?
The two ahead of you, you notice that Levi sent a firebolt at one of them.
The one on the left.
The one on the left. And it's still standing. He seems to be damaged. The other one has not been hit yet.
Okay. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna cast Guidance on Levi.
Cast Guidance on Levi?
Yep.
Levi, a prickly hand upon your shoulder, glowing energy, invigorates you with a sense of guidance. He gets to add 1d4 to a check?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say... perhaps you can use one of those souls if we get in a sticky situation.
Hey, thanks, good buddy. I can take all their souls.
End of, a lot here.
End of your turn?
Levi, you feel great saying that.
I know what you actually said, by the way.
Huh?
I said, I know what you actually
boy.
Said, by the way.
Here I go killing again.
So...
thank you.
All of the creatures still in the entanglement, of which there are two, are going to close the distance to get into melee range with Honto and Kree. The first steps up and takes
the
an...
entangle is gone, right?
No, it's still there. You have not taken damage, nor have you cast another spell that requires concentration. It's going to be up as long as you want it up and don't cast another spell that requires concentration or don't take damage. When you take damage, we're going to make a constitution saving throw.
If I take damage.
Yes, if. So the creature in the entanglement steps up and he takes an attack at Honto. That is going to be a 16 to hit.
It's a hit.
It is a hit. You are going to suffer 6 points of damage as this clawed hand swipes down and rips out chunks of your fur. The other one, much the same, is going to close the distance. But instead he's going to take an attack at Kree.
Let him try it.
I dare you.
Let him try it.
That is going to be a 7 to hit.
Not even close.
Not close. You interested in using your reaction?
Yeah, obviously.
Go ahead and roll your attack.
Oh shit.
Sentinel's cool.
16.
16 will hit.
Eight
points of damage, a quick strike almost intercepting as this clawed hand from the Warforge reaches out to Kree and misses, and maybe he kind of gets off kilter a little bit. You're able to take advantage of that and swipe your claw up, ripping and rending into these exposed metal plates that construct this Warforge, and he dies.
Beautiful.
You're not eating anything else up besides a reaction when you do that?
Yep.
That's
and I have a reaction every turn, right?
That's it.
Well, this is pretty much like the best showcase.
I know this is ideal, but that's like I have reaction every turn. So, like,
but still, with both of you being so
if
melee,
we were in like a crazy horde battle, like
yeah,
I get this every turn.
That's sick.
So the two that have recently come into view are going to close the gap.
Bitches.
That's as far as they can get, right to the edge of stepping into the entanglement. However, stepping into view are two more on the edge of your dark vision. And then something interesting happens.
No. What if it doesn't?
I would like to try to stop the interesting thing from happening.
I noticed the interesting thing was going to happen.
Joey's gonna roll.
I'm just waiting for him to run out of minis. No. Fuck you.
This fauna spawns four more.
From the distance, well beyond anyone else's view, a beam of energy shoots in a straight line, hitting Rook, Levi, Honto, as well as the three Warforged in your lane as well. This beam of energy comes from somewhere you can't see. If you look up in the distance, beyond where the two have just recently emerged from the darkness, likely the source of this beam. I need all of you to roll a dexterity saving throw for me. And I'm gonna roll dexterity saving throws for the Warforged that were affected by it as well.
Whoa, fists in the air.
With the eyeball.
Come on, Alex.
The eyeball.
You did it too, right?
He wasn't hit by it.
Oh.
Am I too yep. short or something?
No, you're on the lane. Other... We're in, it, like, the right lane. The you're in the left.
Is the beam from floor to ceiling?
The beam is... No. Yeah, I would say it's probably about the width of a bowling ball.
Oh, okay.
But it does, like, sweep.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
it's,
okay.
Dude, it's like... It
covers everything.
It's like this... Like up and down
oh,
motion.
No,
you're in the right lane, Alex, with Ned.
So, what did everyone roll for okay. those? What did everyone roll for those saves? The dex
21.
Saves.
21.
Nat 20. 22.
15.
Okay, everyone is going to pass. So you are going to suffer half damage. Oh my god.
Okay. This is when we decide to run or not.
19 halved, rounded down, 9. Everyone's gonna take 9 points of damage, including these Warforged, who all, like, fall. With this hole that's just been blasted into them. And coming into view, a warforged with a glowing red chest.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
That is the end of all of their turns. We go back to Honto. You are up.
After that, I look at at Ned and James. I want to get a glimpse of them looking at me.
Shitting their pants. James looks calmer than Ned. James has his sword in his hands. Ned is still fumbling to unbuckle his latch to get his sword in his hands.
I'm like burnt, like cartoonishly.
Yeah.
One of you needs to heal me, or we should just run or something. Oh my god. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
For the sake of just making the battle map easier to visualize, I'm going to remove the dead minis. And also,
how many have we killed? Sorry.
Five?
Just curious.
You've killed five, and three of them have been killed from this beam.
Okay.
Also, point of bookkeeping. Rook, I need you to make a constitution saving throw for me to see if you're able to keep concentration on keeping Entangle up.
Do I add my constitution?
Yep, your constitution modifier.
Eight.
You rolled up.
Why did you even ask? Go ahead Hold and
the bluff.
Go ahead and go ahead and erase the entanglement for me. Entanglement.
Oh, fuck.
The growth decays, but you know what? Take a point of inspiration because you slowed them.
I have three. Already.
Oh, fuck that then. I shouldn't have even opened my goddamn mouth. I think if anyone's ever sitting on 3 points of inspiration, you're not playing the game right.
Sorry.
You could have just used inspiration to try to keep Entangle up.
Can I use a button?
Absolutely the fuck not. Absolutely the fuck not. So, Honto, what do you do?
That guy's still up? Yeah.
He was actually here.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck. How bad are we talking, Honto? How bad looking are we right now?
Are you looking for some type of scale?
Well,
perhaps.
I would say that I'm.
Oh god.
Plus or minus around.
You watch it. You know he's here somewhere. He's under the table.
All I'm saying is Kree just heard.
We
Honto
are
say heal me or we have to leave.
Yeah,
now
yes.
Kree is looking at Honto.
We are above zero for sure. And we are not one.
Oh.
No, but it's not that bad, but we're not one. We are.
But he is cartoonishly scorched.
Yeah.
It's like Wile E. Coyote after smoking a dynamite cigarette. Kree, okay. Kree, you're gonna be on deck after him.
Okay.
That Warforged, how's he look?
They all look perfectly fine.
Does that look the same as, like you said, the one that looks different shot the beam or whatever? Like,
is that
you know, like does
fucking
the one
Homelander?
That one right the closest is. An original one?
Yes. Okay. As far as you know.
Okay.
Does
yeah,
it,
yeah.
I'll tell you the differentiation, which you can even notice now. The one that seemingly shot the beam, his chest is like glowing with this red viewport almost into this coalescing red energy within him or her.
This is the one that I hit?
No.
Okay.
The one you hit actually got killed by the beam.
Okay.
all right. I'm going to run up straight up. What is that? 20?
Oh my god.
10, no, 15.
15.
No, just, I don't want to use my diagonal yet.
Sorry.
So.
5, 10.
15. Yeah, so I can hit him.
Sorry.
Take a swing.
Go ahead and roll to attack.
17.
17 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
8.
Closing the distance, even in your injured state, you are able to find your footing and dig your claws in, rending and killing the creature.
As soon as, the second I get my swipe off, he hits the ground, I stare down the other two Warforged for just a split second.
You have dark vision, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to alter the battle map a little bit to give you a representation of how it looks, okay. Because you're able to see an additional 60 feet.
Okay, yeah, and then I'm further up now. Okay.
Ew. Those are bigger guys.
We have found ourselves.
Ew. Those are the ones you just took off the battle map. We know it, Joey.
Nope.
As
you close the distance, you can see directly behind this larger Uber Warforged that shot the laser at you, another three creatures close behind it, as well as one diagonal behind it. A total of four enemies have been revealed just by you inching up closer.
And do they look like the laser one or no?
They do not.
Okay.
I'll specify. These look standard issue.
Okay. All right, so I look at all them. I stare down the laser one, because he's a bitch, and I spit on that Warforged body. And I immediately turn around, and I'm using Key, and I'm using Feline Agility, and I'm using Key to get Step of the Wind. Step of the Wind to get Dash as a bonus action.
Okay, so You already used your action, so you're going to move. You have 40 feet of movement, right?
Yes, and I'd use 15.
15? Okay, so 15.
Yeah. So I'm going to double it total, so I have 80.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use dash as a bonus action.
Okay. So 80 minus 15, 65. 65 plus 40, 105.
Left. Yes. 105 left. Yes. Yes.
105 feet of movement.
Within these 105 feet of movement, I turn around, as soon as I turn around, make eye contact with everyone as I'm on the run. And I'm like, okay, it's time to go. Many enemies, come on. If I can I grab Kree and put him on my back?
No, that shit. I would. You can do it, but it's going to half your movement, or at least affect it a little bit. I would say if you pick up Kree, you're going to lose. See, it's tough because this is an odd situation. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to have to say, because he's not like 7 pounds. He's got all his gear. He's got his whole thing. I'd say it would half your movement.
So it put me at 55. 50 to 55. 52 and a half.
Well, not, you still got to cover 5 feet to get to him.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So.
Nah, fuck it. It's fine. I don't need to get anyone. no, I'm good. I'm just gonna... All right, how about this? On my way, when I'm moving through everyone, if I can, with all of my speed, I'm trying to, like, shuffle everyone.
I will...
Like, in the tightness of it all, and I'm moving so freaking quick.
So I'm gonna... Let's go. Normally, if people moved through these spaces that have been designated, they wouldn't have been able to. But because you are so agile, and because you have a bajillion feet of fucking movement, you're able to pass through their squares fine and no problem. And as you're going, you're just shouting and kind of, like, tapping them on the body, like, running through the tunnel when you come out to play the fucking football game. And you're just booking it.
Yeah, I'm going to say what I'm going to do is I'm going to book it. Well, if I have, I assume I can get to here.
Yeah, let's count it out.
Yeah.
There's no 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
55. And I'll say 60.
Okay.
65, because I didn't use my diagonal yet. As soon as I get here. Actually, you know what? No, I'll go here.
And
I
70.
Yeah, so I want to keep. Can I, like, not mechanically, I'm around the corner at this point, not hold my movement, but, like, I want to wait at this point for them to at least get really close to the corner, in which then I'm going to make a full sprint to the tunnel exit.
What's the stipulation if they don't?
Well, I'm still gonna. I just want to know.
Okay. For the flow of the game, you can move however you want to, but we will consider, like, just since it's your turn, you can move however you would want to move once you kind of get the visual response that they are
okay.
getting close to the corner. Yeah. So if you want to move now, but we'll treat it as though you're just, like, peeking around the corner waiting to see if they, you know, okay. how close they get.
Yeah, well, I'm ultimately just, then I have 35 feet left that way. Like, and I'm running.
So we're going to start some counters for
and
this
shouting.
800 feet.
And shouting.
Do you want to move you to the edge?
45? Yeah.
No, sorry, 75?
80.
That's 80? Okay. 80. Oh, because you moved another 5.
Yes.
And then how 80. Many do you have remaining?
Well, I had 105
20,
remaining, so
25.
I had 25 feet left.
Okay. Mike Finn, you are in charge of the 800-foot tracker.
So I'm at 775.
Okay.
775 for, and then put an H there. End of your turn. Running like a little bitch. Kree. You saw Honto run in a fury to book it.
I want to look at Rook and fucking Levi. And I want to just look at your facial expressions. I need to know.
Probably not good.
I'll allow it. What are the facial expressions here?
I've got a Levi's got a full like left shoulder lean back to the other side of the tunnel, right, looking for where Honto went. Like
so is Rook, dude.
Like we gotta get
that
the fuck
fucking
out of here.
Beam did not.
Can could we
no
see
good.
Like? When this beam came through, did it hit the back wall?
Yes, it did.
Holy fuck. Yes.
I want to...
Even now, if you look back, you can see, like, a crater in the wall back for the turn.
It's just a straight shot, fuck.
For the listening audience, it's about, like, 125 feet, 100 feet.
Easily, yeah.
When it happened, did we see it? Before it came, does that make any sense?
Does not give you any time to react. Oh. Speed of light, bitch.
Sorry, I'm taking forever.
This is a choss, and the choss is y'all's.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even...
Is he within 10 feet of me? Where the fuck am I? Where the fuck is the big boss? How many feet?
Full 30 feet.
All
30
right.
feet would put you in melee.
I want to use my Hexblade's curse and I want to target the boss.
Okay.
And I want to, that's a bonus action. And as an action, I want to cast Eldritch Blast on him.
Okay. Yeah, with your dark vision, you can see him. So go ahead and roll.
15.
A well-placed Eldritch Blast misses, soars over his head and ricochets off of the top. This wispy, green, vile energy finds nothing but sandstone. That is your action and your bonus action.
I just turn around. I use my full 30 feet to go backwards towards Honto.
Again, normally you could not navigate through those spaces. But because you are a smaller creature, you are able to with ease. Full complement of movement?
Yes.
He's here.
Kree, running, fleeing. End of your turn?
Yeah.
We go to Ned. Ned is going to hold his action for James. James is going to run like hell. And then Ned is going to take his movement as well. End of their turns, we go to the top of the round. Levi, you are up. Rook, you are on deck. Whose belly keeps rumbling?
Come on.
I keep hearing somebody's rumbling belly.
That sounds like it was part of the song.
Yeah.
I swear, when that just happened, sounds a little bit like a fart.
I keep hearing it.
I don't. That.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's the song. I thought that was. Oh, like, it sounds like. It sounds like the. It sounds like a throat burp.
5.
10, see you guys.
15, 20, 25, 30. Okay. Fuck it. Let me try it. In this cave right now, with all this shit that came down, is there another rock that's near me?
Yeah, there's tons of rocks.
Okay. Would it be an action to pull up my tools real quick?
If you're trying to do the thing that you did with the magic rock before, yeah, I just consider that an action.
Okay. Fuck it. What I want to try to do is take a rock that's near me, and I want to place it right here where this... right where the bend starts. And so one of the effects of it is the object continuously emits your choice of an odor or nonverbal sound.
Okay.
Can I use this to make a nonverbal sound of just, it sounds like this shit's about to cave the fuck in right here?
Okay. Yes.
Like right here at this entrance to the tunnel.
Deep rumbling sound.
Yes. Yeah. Right here.
Okay. You do that. That's your action.
Okay. And then just say to everybody behind me here who... I guess it's just Kree and Rook at this point. Don't trust the magic. It's just me.
Okay. End of your turn, we go to Wook.
I fucking run!
Yeah, and you can't pass through their spaces.
Sorry, baby.
Okay. End of your turn.
Wait, did you dash?
He can't move through their spaces.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, we fucked him. Sorry.
Fuck, dude. Something I want to do.
Can't fucking James and Ned dash? Do they dash? Just pissing their pants.
Oh, they didn't. Did they take an action or no?
They did not. They didn't dash. They're still, if you notice, at least James, who's ahead of Ned, is like moving a little bit more intentionally, kind of like monitoring the situation. Like, instead of breaking off into a full sprint, he kind of, like, took a couple back pedals and just, like, kind of has his blade at the ready.
Oh, they took the pussy action. Oh, okay. Got it.
He's shitting his britches.
Woofer!
He just gets up there and shits his britches.
Huh.
I don't know. Woofer!
Yeah, man.
In that dejection, do you end your turn? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Queech's turn.
He's not affected by my white rock?
Stop it.
What the fuck is that?
Is that another one?
What the fuck is that?
The creatures that were visible closed the distance to their full complement of speed, and an additional 4 enemies are revealed out of the darkness. One enemy, off to the right side, looks very similar to the creature who shot the beam, a glowing red chest.
Fuck.
And in line, and on tune, fires a beam of energy, directly hitting the 2 warforged immediately ahead of it, killing them, vaporizing them instantly, and additionally hitting Kree, Rook, and Levi. who need to roll a dexterity saving throw.
You're fucking killing me.
I'm gonna use one of my points of inspiration on this one.
Me too. Can I?
Yeah.
Did that.
17.
Pass, my first pass. One was a 3.
Cree?
No.
Oh, oh no.
No. No. No. Five. Fuck.
Like a true man. 5.
5.
Liar.
Liar. You're fucking idiot.
Kree, you're gonna take 14 points of lightning damage.
No!
I smirk and smile. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck.
Both of you guys are gonna take 7.
Can I get a pencil? No, you still mine over here.
Kree, are you still up?
I'm still up.
Oh, fuck!
I'm quite up, bastard.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, seriously.
No,
how?
But,
no, I'm really fucked up. It hurts really bad.
You alright?
No.
Yeah, I know. Say no, but fuck.
Did you guys get, like, we gotta have a post-game talk about RHP.
Post-game, Kree's pulling up to the post-game interview.
I just got hit with a 9 and a 7. I mean, we're level 2.
That's fair.
That is the end of the creature's turn. Hanto.
This has like a 17 turn cooldown, right?
Well, of note, and to you know, make it clear, the one who originally shot the first beam did not shoot one, even though he may have had a chance this turn.
Fuck you.
If I had to guess, I would probably say that these creatures have a 1 in 6 chance to regenerate the beam on every turn. If I had to guess.
Roll like shit, buddy.
Kree, you're on deck after Hanto.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I guess. Well, I guess he can hold.
He's
never mind.
Good.
He can
he's
hold
good.
Okay.
Okay, I am going to...
You also hear the sounds of a cave-in.
I'm going to use all my movement, run forward, use my dash. Can I use 2 dashes, one being Step of the Wind as a bonus action?
Yeah, as long as you mark off the key.
Yeah.
Yep. So a total of 120 feet?
I guess that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Regularly 40, then dash action for an extra 40, and then bonus action Step of the Wind?
Yes.
Okay.
120?
120.
Dude, you gotta be like running on all fours like a fucking crazy, like a cheetah.
Yeah,
chips are for winners.
655 you got left.
And
got stromboli flavored.
I am...
Here, wait until he's done crackling. Go ahead. You need to open it.
Alex, do you want your double stuffs?
Yeah.
I am, when I'm running...
They're beautiful.
I mean, as I get to the end of my 120 feet of movement, you're closer to where we entered, I start screaming, Dynamite!
Oh, that's sick.
Dynamite!
Belting from the top of your lungs, between labored breaths, you scream for Dynamite. Kree, you are up. Hey, Ned, you're on deck. Got it, thanks.
I also shout, Dynamite! Dynamite! And I use my, what is it called? Misty Visions Eldritch Invocation to cast a fucking silent image amidst the sounds of the cave caving in, thanks to Levi. I use silent image to create a 15-foot cube of rocks plummeting from the ceiling and hitting the ground, occupying a 15-foot cube of space in this tunnel.
Okay.
Separating us from the Warforged.
What is that spell?
Silent Image.
Does Silent Image have an intelligence save to see through the illusion?
Investigation check against my spell save DC.
Okay. End of your turn.
But the sound, I will say, the sound must also be incredibly distracting for it.
100%, 100%.
So I would say that that
it would be quite advantageous.
That investigation check, that investigation check would be made at disadvantage.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would agree.
You still have your movement if you'd like to use it.
I run towards the boss.
Take a fucking point of inspiration, you dumb asshole.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
For the sake of me, could you kind of indicate to one of these guys exactly where that 15-foot cube is?
I want it to separate. I want it to be right behind Rook. Right behind. Right. Rook is the closest to all of them, right?
You are.
No,
the,
you are.
Did you move?
Oh, yeah. I want it to be right behind me.
And the sound is coming from much further up. So the sound is coming from the bend.
Okay, I want to drop. I want it to look like it's dropping on top of us then, because we're pretty close to the bend.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Can one of you guys kind of draw it just so I can have a representation on the map?
So it's a 15-foot cube.
It's in a cube. Okay. It's the same thing as Entangle, right? It's 15 by 15.
Yeah. 15 by 15 by 15. So it actually extends all the way to the ceiling. So really good call.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I want to, if I can squeeze through them.
Yes, you can. You can.
Okay. Yeah, I want to use all my movement, 30 feet, to just get closer, if not past the Honto.
All right. And I will say, with this up, you guys are not able to see them anymore. Once you pass that threshold.
See the Warforged?
Affirmative.
Okay.
So that's it. I just dropped my hex concentration and now concentrating on silent image. So I end my turn.
Okay. End of your turn. We will go to Ned and James, who are going to use the full complements of their movements, which is going to be 60 feet total, straight down the hallway.
15, 20, 25, 30. Okay. Can I just, are they going to move? Wait, sorry, they weren't occupying the same square?
No, but you can treat them as they are.
Okay.
For the tracker. For the tracker.
This is Ned and James.
Affirmativo.
Ned plus James, and they were 800 feet. They're at 795, baby.
Hell
woo!
Yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
Kree, you did not. You are 10 feet away from making it to the 800 feet, by the way.
Oh.
Shit.
Levi, you're up. Hey, Rook. You know that these guys use magic. Do you think it's reasonable for Rook to immediately believe that what he is seeing, which is a cave-in 5 feet in front of him, along with the audio cues of a cave-in 5 feet in front of him, do you think it's reasonable for him to think that this was put together by his party? Levi said that the sound was, but the visual wasn't explained by Kree.
Did I say sound, or did I say don't trust the magic?
I think he said don't trust
about his magic.
Don't trust what you hear. Here comes
that,
the magic.
Regardless, if he is even looking that direction, he's going to see everyone running, and he's going to see that they're not dying as they're running. Combined with
okay,
that fact,
okay, yeah,
right?
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Just
get
out of here.
You're right. You're
like,
right.
I'm gonna die anyways.
You're right. You're right. I'm trying to be an evil DM.
You are.
I'm gonna give him a left shoulder tug
good,
in that direction anyway.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, buddy, that's why I did it
at
out of turn.
At risk of being prickled.
That's why I did it out of turn, so that you would have a chance to do something. So yes.
At risk of being prickled. Let's go, good buddy. That was Mater, I think. My bad.
Daggum. My ear's 15,
20.
I want you.
25.
If I'm lying, I'm crying.
30. Into it, I am taking my action, the dash action.
Okay.
So I'm 30 into the 800. All right. Just to keep track, Honto is 655 away. Ned and James are 795, and I am 770.
So just for my sake, I know that we are running without a clear representation of 800 feet, obviously. But is this an accurate order of which side everyone's on?
Is it metagaming to take away 5 feet from mine to move to the side one?
No, it's all not. Right.
Yeah, well. Cause with being in line with that, I want to move to the other side of it.
You don't know if these guys are going to move or yeah. do whatever. Yeah.
All right. I want to take, I want to like, add 5 feet to mine to move.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to impact us being this way in turn-based, but if Honto is not like zigzag scrambling, but like, periodically changing sides, like once per turn, per se.
No, can't you be on the ceiling?
Yeah, like, it's a tight-ass thing. If I'm running on all fours, I could probably get on the wall for, that's, like, 30
I love
30
just
feet.
Spider-Maning.
Like, why couldn't I? I mean, I know that's still on one side with a beam, but my point is I'm snaking.
Look, you're well above 150 feet beyond everyone else.
I'm low. I'm in survival.
I am assuming that he's you not. Are in survival mode. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I'm within 120 feet of him.
Oh, apologies. Sorry, my bad. Bless you, bud. So, yeah, I'll assume it. For flavor's sake, you know, you're kind of zigzagging and going here or there. We'll if at some point I need to ask which side you're on, is it safe to roll a D10 and evens are one side, odds are the other side?
Just pick a side, then. Whatever.
No, it's up to you. I mean,
I would love for you, him to pick a side, and then you have to pick the side that the beam goes down.
How about this?
We should all do it.
How about
that's true.
We should just all do it.
That would be sick.
I'm only allowing it because he is running fast as fuck.
Pick a side. Boy.
Everybody pick one. Everybody pick one.
You
side.
You guys have you know. What?
It's like a Mario Party mini game.
Yeah, that's fucked.
That's funny as shit.
That's fucked.
He's only getting this luxury because he has such a high complement of movement speed. You guys have to at least pick whatever side you're going on. But you, rip off a piece of paper, write down left or right, and if any at any time I want to reference it, you show me what side you're on.
Okay.
So they are chasing us. It wouldn't matter.
I'm preparing for all contingencies. That was the end of Levi's turn.
Yes.
Rook.
Oh, running.
He wanting. He whittle will be wanting.
Oh, sure. What up? What up? Stromboli flavors.
Stromboli? I'm here.
I also brought cosmic brownies if anybody wants
them. And then I can dash?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're plus 30. What would that be?
Come up to whatever the edge would be. And
this is you at 30. 30. So, 35, 40. And then you're 35, 40. So you're 20 feet in. No, Alex is not. Alex is the only one not in right now. So you're 780. Yeah, so you're at 70. You're 5 feet behind me. Which makes sense for us coming through.
End of your turn. You guys have no idea what happens. The creatures act. We go to Honto. Full 120 complement of move speed.
Oh no. 40 feet.
40 feet?
That's my movement speed.
You're not taking the...
Oh, I'll use a dash for my action.
So 80?
80.
Okay, keep saving the key points. Or are you out of key points?
I use my two. And I have to wait for one turn of zero movement to get feline agility again.
Ah, okay.
So 80.
Okay, so 80 feet for Honto. Kui.
I'm using my dash action and just booking pretty good. As far as I can.
60 yeah, right. feet of movement?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cree, you're using 60 feet of movement?
Let me get that little
60 feet, right yeah.
Am I touching him or no?
Yeah.
Okay. 5, 10, 60, 50. All right. Is that the end of us?
Who's on the left and who's on the right?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
What's up, doggy? Who's on the left and who's left. On the right?
I'm on the left.
Let's establish it now.
I said I moved to this far side of the cave.
We can take everybody off the battle map and just give it like a central location so that Joe can see. Everyone except for Honto.
I'm on this side here. The left side.
All right, so let's go like this.
Kree, you said left?
Left.
Left or right, Rook?
Do you need no distances or fuck you?
Maybe. It may come into play.
Didn't choose the side with the boys. Didn't choose the side with me and you, Alex.
Wow.
Chose the side with the NPCs. Interesting.
Very interesting.
If you guys get lasered, your best hope is having me alive, motherfucker.
Boy, I have... No. I thought we all die together.
Same room. Hunter's like, boy, about to die. He's not coming back for our dead bodies.
No.
It's going to just be Honto the campaign after that.
This world it's just going to be me and Chubb sitting down here alone.
Yeah.
End of Honto's turn. End of Kree's turn. We go to Ned and James, who continue to book it 60 feet apiece. Top of the round, we go to the good Leviticus Kane. If at any point you guys want to switch sides of this cavern, it will cost you 5 feet of movement.
I like this. Now I'm doing the same thing as everybody else, booking it down this cavern.
Rook.
City feet.
City feet. Would you like to use the thinner red marker?
I would love to. Oh my god.
Okay. I have to make some rolls. DC 12 investigation, big dog?
DC 14.
DC 14, wow.
Let me try
at disadvantage with the sound. What we're going to go on moving forward is that I'm going to assume that all of you guys are moving whatever you're comfortable moving with. For the three of you, obviously 60 feet. For you, assuming 80?
Yes.
Every turn, that's just how we're going to do it. Now, I have a rules question, and I want to open it to the table. The equivalent spell that you cast is Silent Image, correct?
Yes.
It has a range of 60 feet. Now, do you think that that is the range necessary on how far you can cast it? Or do you think it's how far away from it you need in order to maintain its image? I will listen to an argument either way. I do not have an opinion on this, and I'd like to know what everyone thinks.
Obviously, whatever's better for us in this frame.
It would be casting. Is it a concentration spell?
It is a 10-minute concentration spell.
Obviously.
I would say it's like you're... Like, there's magic involved, but you're, like, painting a portrait.
And then just you can, like, making walk away it, from it. Like. Making it in the space, and you can leave the range.
Exactly.
That's what I lean towards. That's what I believe.
And even if it wasn't, if it had to be in any place that was easy to concentrate and keep it in one spot, it would be in a long fucking tunnel with nowhere else to think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Like.
No, I agree. That's what I originally thought. I just wanted to kind of open it up. So everyone moves the complement of their movement.
Let's go.
This is one turn.
This is one turn. So for everybody, you can do their complement. I have to make some more rolls.
Is everyone 60?
Yeah.
Six. Of course.
All right. I think I have an easier way to track this. I'm just going to say the round ends, and we'll count how many times that goes by. If something happens, then we'll calculate what everyone's at.
Well, do you want to do it now so that you could just do... That we could just make it round-based?
Well, it depends. I have to do rolls at the start of every round. But I don't want you to have to erase and do it, because my end is pretty quick. I just got to do rolls. You guys move.
Okay. I mean, I'll keep what I have now. What do you move on a normal turn? 80?
Yeah, he's 80. Everyone else is 60.
It's a good idea.
Will that help?
Probably. You're in the 400s, buddy. Welcome.
So, here goes...
Oh, halfway there!
Here goes there. One round. Nothing happens. Here goes another. Nothing happens.
This looks like one of those things in the ramen.
Third. Nothing happens. Fourth. Nothing happens.
Fifth.
Nothing happens. You want to count up five? See where we're at?
560 300.
It's 300 for you guys, 400 for him.
Oh shit. 400 for you. Just for audience sake, what everybody's at. So at this 800 foot stretch of space, Kree is 390 yards away from making it through. Rook is 360. Honto is
feet, not yards.
Yeah, feet, sorry. 360 feet. Honto is 95 feet. Ned and James are 375, and Leviticus is 355.
So I have been rolling on each of those ones to see, first of all, if, because I think the important actors in this are going to be the boss on the left and the boss on the right, if they can see through the illusion. The first one saw through it on the first round. The second one got caught up for three rounds. Now I'm rolling that cute little thing that I mentioned about possibly regaining this beam on rolls of six on a 1d6. So we're going to go one more time. This is for one round of movement. Nothing happens. Second round. You guys want me to tell you the results when they come up?
What number are you rolling?
Second round, I'm up.
So two.
Yes. No.
One. Nothing.
In the middle of the second round, I'm up, so
yep.
We got to differentiate.
You're 95.
Yep. Yeah.
So 80. You're,
yeah,
you're 80
exactly.
Foot, so yeah.
The second round, with a differentiate.
Yeah,
who's going first.
Yeah, we should.
All right. So I am going to act with Honto, and then everyone acts. Honto, 15 feet. You clear the distance, and you can see hanging out from this 20-foot hole, the rope is still there, but the sun has set. What do you do? Use 15 feet of movement to get to the base of the rope.
Is there anyone up there? I see, like, there was, we went in with like more people were in there,
yeah,
right? Like
looking up, you don't see anyone looking down the hole.
Well, I've been okay. I would have still been screaming going up.
Yeah.
So
still screaming dynamite, dynamite, dynamite.
Yeah, and like help. Like,
okay.
Like, they're coming, they're coming.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that you were screaming that,
Not like crazy urgently, just like loud and,
yeah.
You know.
So then actually what happens is you crest over and you look up out of the hole, the rope that's there. Two guards are looking down, joined quickly by a third in the center, who you haven't seen before. He looks like he's got green skin, big tusks, he's got this eye patch. He's leaning down and he looks down at you kind of at the bottom. What do you do? They're just observing you.
I use my movement to get up the rope.
Okay.
Just
yep.
right up to the base of,
yep.
of the entry, you know, up
so
the rope and right there.
15 and then 20, you got 5 feet, and they kind of help you and pull you out, and the orc looks at you and says, "What were you doing?" That's the end of your turn, and you can answer at the start. We're going to move with everyone else. One round of movement. A beam of energy shoots up from the left side. I'm going to need Kree and Levi to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Distance does not matter.
You do not know, but I'm asking for it regardless.
You know. I am going to use point of inspiration on this again.
Okay. Pass.
Four.
Fail. The beam, and you guys can actually see it before it reaches, and it seems like it reaches up a far distance, pierces both of you for noticeably less energy heat as the ones prior. Kree, you are going to take 8 points of damage. Levi, you're going to suffer half that. I am down.
I'm down.
Rook, you notice your allies go down. That would be at the end of your guys' movement, so adjust the movement accordingly.
This is the end of three rounds now?
Yep.
So that happened. Did I?
No, you have no inclination that this happened.
That a beam of light was shot.
Didn't see it.
Didn't see anything.
Yep.
Okay.
Leviticus Christalos, unconscious. How far is Rook from you guys?
Rook is directly behind me. Okay. 5 feet from me. He's 25. No, 30 from Kree. But he goes before him, so, I mean, I don't know what the...
Honto's out of the hole.
They're
5 feet ahead of Rook, I would say.
Were they?
Okay. Yeah.
Is there any way that I could... Give me a second.
And I would say, just for the sake of it, you also have your full complement of movement and your bonus action. Or, I'm sorry, action.
Do so, we get... up if we get healed above
you do.
1 HP?
Affirmative.
Is he... So, the way this turn worked, would Rook have ran by him completely before he got shot?
You guys are running in tandem.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is he 30 feet from Kree?
Yeah.
When we go down?
Yep.
I'm gonna move one over right... Actually. Yeah. I'm gonna move one over, and then I'm gonna... Can I prone?
You can if you want to.
I'm gonna prone.
So that's 20 feet of movement.
Or... Hold on, can I prone at the end of this?
Going prone costs half your movement.
Okay, I'm gonna go here for now.
Okay, that's 5 feet.
And then I'm going
step to the left to get directly behind Levi.
Alright, I'm gonna use a spirit totem. The unicorn spirit.
Okay, you gotta explain. This is the
first time
you're
using this.
I don't know what the
fuck this is.
The unicorn
spirit lends protection to those nearby. You and your allies gain advantage on all ability checks made to detect creatures in the spirit's aura. In addition, if you cast a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points to any creature inside or outside the aura, each creature of your choice in the aura also regains hit points equal to your druid level.
Okay,
what's the range?
Is that an action or a
bonus
action?
So what I'm assuming...
Is it an action or a bonus action?
Bonus action.
Okay.
Fuck, man.
Okay, so I'm going to use the healer kit, which would...
Not use a spell slot and not gain those benefits.
Okay, what spell should I use?
She's fucking something.
Okay. Cure wounds.
You're just going to step over and cast cure wounds on him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that also gives him 2.
Okay, read this to me again. I think this motherfucker just cracked a major.
When I cast the unicorn spirit.
Unicorn spirit.
Also, a unicorn actually, like, shows up. Yeah.
It's like your Patronus.
Dude, like a unicorn just like peeks out of the fucking sandstone. Okay, when you...
Each creature of your choice in the aura also regains hit points equal to your druid level.
Okay, what's the range? What's the radius of the aura?
The spirit totem, the range is 30 foot.
Radius?
Around that.
Point. Radius. Okay, okay, so you got him.
Fuck!
All
right.
He's actually 30.
Holy shit.
Alright, so cure wounds on you.
Here, go ahead and put. Go ahead
so
and.
Hit points equal
go ahead and
to...
put your unicorn down.
It'd be right on you.
Like, right. Oh, right on me?
Yeah.
Here? Yeah.
Wherever.
I mean, it's well, probably fine right here.
Let that motherfucker
sit. Do you get to choose
Are
where you
hurt?
Want to put it? Ned and James didn't get hit. Where does this spirit appear?
Literally just in the middle. It's just on the left side.
No. I'm saying by the rules of the spell. Does it spawn on you where you are? Does
oh,
it?
Oh, I don't fucking
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's going to be important.
This is my first time.
I know. I'll take it easy. I'll be gentle.
This is my first time ever casting a unicorn.
Yeah.
This is spirit of the
it's
unicorn.
To a point you can see within 60 feet of you.
Fuck.
Oh my god, dude, you're chilling. Okay. All right.
Oh my god.
So, and then you do that as a bonus action, and then you cast Cure Wounds on Levi. So, to begin before Cure Wounds even clears,
yeah.
Before Cure Wounds even clears, Levi and Kree both regain 2 hit points. You guys are both stable and don't have to make death saving throws. Now you can do Cure Wounds. Roll and how much you heal Levi for
it. I roll for it?
You do.
It's 1d8 plus 4.
Fuck!
You get 5.
It's, hey, I'll fucking take it.
I got a 1.
Still good.
Okay.
And does...
And he gets 2.
Yes, and then you get your 2. Are you still unconscious, Kree?
I'm up.
You're up. Okay,
Let's
so
go.
You are conscious.
Beep.
What did it hit
Beep.
For? Sorry, what, do you remember what it hit for?
It was 7 for you, 14 for him.
7.
Wait.
2, 5.
No, I'm sorry, it wasn't 14. It was way less than that.
Me.
It was 8. 8,
eight
for him,
four
for
me,
you.
2, so the original 2
yeah.
put me at 0. And then I got, what was that? 1 plus 4? Or, sorry, what was it? Plus
5.
Two? It was a 5?
Yeah, it was
okay.
1 plus 4.
So I'm at 5. Yeah. I'm at 5. Yeah.
Okay, so you're up at 5.
Yeah,
so you were
at negative
2.
I was at negative
2. And then what were you at? Negative what?
Negative 1.
Okay, so you are at 1. You are at 5. Both of you guys are conscious.
Fuck. Fucking unicorn!
All right, now, Nick, I need you to lock the fuck in, and I need you to explain to me what the fuck this looks like to anyone watching.
A fucking fever dream. Like, this is making, this would make no
Do
sense.
I get to
you hear a pony neigh?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You, yeah. You are a creature, right? Is that
yeah,
the,
I'm a
the,
creature.
The verbiage of
Each
the,
creature of your choice.
Okay.
Fuck.
The cave ceiling is like 30 feet high all of a sudden. There's a unicorn spirit.
This unicorn's not like a white pink unicorn. It's like a fucking...
It's like a cool guy unicorn.
It's like a fucking... No, it's like...
It's not a fucking girly
fucking
unicorn.
Sick, bro.
It's fucking got spikes on it. It's fucking sick.
Right, what it, so it's a totem. Is just like a unicorn like walk in or like...
It's a fucking my way unicorn. It's a cactus unicorn. And it just appears and it's... It's giving off like a...
It's giving.
Like a, not a smoke, but like a fog above a lake. Just... and...
You know what's crazy is, like, you guys, at least Levi, without dark vision, probably only see, like, edges of this, and it's probably really scary for this for a second. Just this scene illuminated by torchlight.
Yeah, and, like... It's like breezy, and then I just put a hand on Levi's butt and heal him up, and then both Levi and Kree arise at once.
Take a motherfucking point of inspiration,
that
big dog.
That was sick, man.
Good fucking looks. So you guys use half your movement to stand up, I would imagine, and then we can do your full complement of movement.
Okay, so Kree and I get 30 this time.
Yeah. We'll say for the sake of to keep everyone kind of not too far off kilter here. He used his action, so he won't be able to dash as a bonus action. You guys can dash if you want to, if you want to move 30 feet ahead of Rook. Kree, this would actually bring you in line with Rook if you wanted to do that.
So Rook doesn't move.
Rook can move his complement of 30 feet. Or 25 because he took a sidestep.
Yeah, but Kree can only move 30.
Yes.
Excuse me.
And he was 30 feet behind him, though.
Well, I can move 45 because it's half my movement to get up, and then I want to dash. So 30 plus 15.
45, yeah.
Wait, what's your movement?
30.
30?
Action to dash.
Oh, it doesn't half it. Okay, yeah. So we're both 45. So you get 25. He was at 210. 210, 45. 175.
While you guys figure that out, we're going to jump back over to Honto out of the hole, this eye-patched orc looking at you.
Well, I'm panting, disheveled, you know, like... Do you have a... I need a healer. A healer? I'm looking around at any of them. Oh, please.
The orc points out towards one of the guards. Take him to Sister Layla.
No, don't take me anywhere. Can anyone heal me right here?
That's the end of your turn. Back down into the chasm.
Did Ned and James not move? Or did they... I'm sorry, did they stop? Or
I would
say
that
going?
They stopped if they saw that people were stopping.
Okay, so they only moved 45 too?
Affirmative. To keep pace with you guys.
Okay. Korean Rook are a little far back now.
A beam of energy shoots up the
Motherfucker.
Right side.
Oh!
Bang!
Sorry, but bang!
Bang!
You fucking move! Thank you!
Affecting only Ned and James.
Oh, they're fucked.
Sorry, boys.
James fails.
We're three.
Ned fails.
Bang! Ned and James, go down!
Maximum damage.
No!
You guys see a beam of energy, and almost the second you see this, you feel coated in a spray of viscera and blood as the beam shoots directly through the back of James, and his guts kind of start spilling out. He's trying to pick him up and shove him back in. He takes a knee and just lets out this moaning sound. You see Ned, though, still standing, but you see singes up his side as he's just kind of like struggling. He almost like takes a knee and continues to move. I'm just going to let you guys know James is dead outright. That was lower than he went negative into past his maximum. So he's completely dead. Ned is still standing, but it looks like he's struggling to walk a little bit. Can you please knock over James' miniature?
This is Rolgar.
It was Rolgar. Back upstairs, Honto.
What were you doing down there?
Where's the dynamite?
The dynamite? For what?
They're coming. I jump back in the hole.
Jumping back into the hole. Back down. We are going to go one more turn.
Oh, fucking please.
Nothing happens.
Bang.
One more turn. Nothing happens.
Bang. We're close.
Would you like to do a calculation?
Yeah, I want
to... Oh, I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. What are you doing?
No, it's okay. In these two turns, I'm like... It's normal movement. I kind of like jog walking cautiously forward until I like fucking see them or see a fucking beam of light or some shit. Like, you know? Like,
so I would say in the two turns, which would be 60, 60, 120...
Yeah,
they come into vision.
Did Ned stop moving?
No, but he's limping.
Is his full complement is 60?
He is.
Okay, so Ned and Levi are 10 feet away.
Yeah, you see him.
Ned and Levi are 10 feet away. Fuck, you guys are far back.
So are we leaving Ned behind? Or is he still...
No, Ned's keeping pace. Ned's keeping pace with you.
120, 55. Okay.
He's actually ahead of you guys a little bit.
Kree is 55 feet away. Rook is 45. I'm 10. Ned is 10.
Like, from the hole.
From where? Yeah, yeah, from the
so
hole.
You can see them with your dark vision. You can see.
Oh, I didn't even
you can see
move
everybody.
By the end of
well,
these.
Well, no, no, I would say at least the first one, you just take a couple steps and they
and I see them on the
close
first
the distance.
Turn.
One yeah. turn,
you would
boys.
See them at the start of the second turn. So you one still have your,
okay.
your action and stuff.
Well, I don't see everyone, though. Well, maybe oh, maybe I do. Maybe I do.
60 feet of dark vision.
Oh, no, I do. Okay, by the end of this turn, yeah.
Yep, you see everybody.
Yeah, so I wait for the last people to come in.
Yep.
I kind of like.
So this is going to be, I think, the last turn for everybody to get out of the hole. Is that the idea that everyone wants to get out of the hole?
What's get out of the hole?
Getting to the rope and climbing out.
Yeah. What action is climbing out? What's
I'm going to just say...
Once you hit it.
Once you hit it, you're out.
Yes.
So
this is it.
On this turn, you guys will all get out of the hole. Hunter,
everybody.
You're planning to get out with everyone else?
I'm going to say... As soon, like, I'm waiting for everyone to get there, but if we're gonna all be at the hole, like, I'm gonna rush up the hole and help everyone out.
Okay. Then, yeah, we'll make it easy. If anyone kind of struggles or, like, Ned maybe might have some problems getting up, we'll completely negate that based off of you assisting.
Yeah.
One final roll for the left and right side.
Motherfucker.
Nothing on the left. Nothing on the right. Clamoring out of the hole, out of the mine shaft. The four of you, along with Ned, are greeted much the same as Honto was by two guards and a grizzled looking eye patched orc. From the hole, from this distance, it is not hard to tell. Footsteps approaching, heavy sets and thuds. But that's where we're going to pick up next session.
That was fun.
Thank you for listening to this installment of Shadow of the Seven, a Nasty Table production.